Beaver football team heads to Moorhead this Saturday to play the Dragons. Their head coach, Steve Lockway, now joining us. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. There's really no way to sugarcoat what's happened to your team this year. You started out hot and really got hit and bitten by the injury bug. You ready to hire an exterminator?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's been tough. You know, you battle through some injuries of some key guys that have had big roles on our football team. But at the end of the day, you know what? Every team has to go through injuries. It's something that, you know, it's probably not unique to us. We just got to figure out a way to work through it.
Well, you surprised a lot of people in the first 3 weeks, Coach. Was that at all a surprise to you or your staff or your players?
Well, I think so. I think it was something that we were hoping that we could get to the level where we could beat some of those teams that have perennially been at the top of our conference. And so to start that way certainly was satisfying, something we were hoping to. I wouldn't say we expected. You know, but it's one of those things in the league where everybody can beat everybody. And so that really doesn't mean anything. You got to follow it up week in and week out. And that's something that we just haven't done here in the last few weeks.
In the three losses, Coach, what have been some of the positives?
Well, our kids are continuing to battle. I think we're still getting better. I think last week especially we got a little bit better rhythm as far as trying to find some pieces after injuries that are in the right spots now after we've had to do some juggling. So I think that's been good. I still would say I believe that our defense is playing better football than it ever has. It's there, I think. You know, the big difference is our consistency has gotten higher and higher, but we're still giving up some big plays. And so I think, you know, if you got 80 plays in the game, I think now we're playing 70 really, really good reps, 10 that aren't so good. Where in the past, I'd say, man, we only maybe played 50 or 60 good reps. So I think that's kind of a hidden piece in there. So we're glad that the defense is continuing to build.
You're in your fifth year, Coach. With all of the recruiting battles and struggles that you're going to have recruiting players around Fargo-Moorhead with everything else going on there, your teams have gotten better. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I think a lot of it goes into that our scholarships have gone up since we've been there. We started at 9.5 scholarships. We used 23 scholarships this year, so I think that's played a significant role to at least get us somewhat comparable to where everybody is in the league. Now, I'll still say our 23 scholarships are young. A lot of them, you know, are redshirted this class or redshirted last class. So we're certainly not a mature program from that standpoint. But it's that. We focused really, honestly, on just getting better, just trying to be better than we were, you know, last week, better than we were last season. Everything that we're doing, how can we find a way to make it better? And I think, you know, as long as you're on that and really consistent and focused and harping on that, you know what, your results come, and I think that's why we've seen results have continually gotten better.
Well, what have you noticed about BSU in the last 3 weeks that they've won?
Well, you know what, I think most people would look and say they've exploded offensively. I think they've started to find their rhythm. I think, you know what, Coach Bagnell is doing a great job with that group and finding those guys' strengths and playing to them, and that probably took a little feeling out at the beginning. But I think, really, whether they are getting credit or not, I don't know. I think the defense should get credit. The defense is playing phenomenal. They're, in our opinion, one in the top quarter of this conference. They are up there in the Mankato, Sioux Falls, Upper Iowa-type defenses. And so I think if your defense is playing well, it certainly gives your offense better field position, more opportunities to score. And I would say, you know what, not to take anything away from what the offense is doing, but I think that defense is playing great football, and I think, you know, it is a force to be reckoned with.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you at your new field on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good.